Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Lamed Zayin, Nazir 37a, pagination is 73. Starting from the last word on the line, about 12 lines from the top, L'chidetanya, as we learnt, a concept called ta'am ki'ikar. Ta'am is taste, ki'ikar, like the very essence of the prohibition. So that, for example, if you have a prohibited item such as non-kosher meat, and you put it into water, and you boiled it up, and then you removed the meat. Even though the meat, which was the non-kosher item, is no longer in the water, the fact that it emitted taste into the water will cause the water to be prohibited based on this principle called ta'am ki'ikar. The taste is just like the thing itself and is now going to be prohibited. Now, the source for this concept of ta'am ki'ikar is discussed in our Gemara based on the word mishras, that the grape flavor has been infused into a different product. We discussed this in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, that it's soaked into a piece of bread, for example. But this is being discussed now, litein tam ki ikar, that the taste is just like the thing itself, shim shara anovim v'mayim. You soaked grapes in water, v'yesh b'em tam yayin, and now the water has the taste of the grape product, but the grapes have been removed. Chayev, the nazir would be in violation, and it would be considered a grape product. Umikan ata don, and from here you can learn, kol isurim shebetorah, to all prohibitions in the Torah, that the principle of tam ki ikar applies there as well. And the foundation to learn to all other areas of the Torah is as follows. Uman nazir, the case of nazir where the grape product is prohibited, she'ein isuro isur olam, it's not a forever type of prohibition, it's typically for 30 days, so it's not so serious, it's not a forever type of prohibition, ve'ein isuro isur hana'a, and it's not a prohibition of benefit, whereas some prohibitions are much more strict. They're actually prohibited even in benefit. Milk and meat, for example, is prohibited in benefit. We'll see in a moment, kelayim, certain type of mixture, is also prohibited. V'yesh heter li'isuro, and there is a way to make it permitted, which Tosfos learns means that nazir, being a vow, can be undone by a sage or a panel of a bezdin, a panel of three. They can undo the vow. So nazir, once again, is not so serious like some other things that we find. There's a weakness to it. Asa batam ki ikar, nevertheless, the Torah makes it prohibited. The taste is the same as the essence. And here we have the concept of a kal vachomer. Kilaya kerem, for example, mixture of plants that's prohibited. She isurim isur olam, that the prohibition is forever. V'isurim isur hanoya, and it's prohibited in benefit, and there's no way to make it permitted. Certainly, taste should be just like the essence itself. V'hu adin la'orla b'shtayim. Orla is not, the first of the fruit of the first 3 years is not necessarily considered a permanent type of prohibition, because after the first 3 years, certainly after the fourth year, it's no longer a prohibited type of situation, because the fruit that the tree produces is no longer going to be, it's not going to be generating forbidden fruit after the fourth year. But even though it's not a permanent prohibition, so it's not quite as clearly strict than Nazir, but at least on two counts, it's clearly more strict than Nazir. Number one, it is prohibited even in benefit. And number two, the prohibition that it does have cannot be released by a hatara. And the same concept would be true with other prohibitions, that if at least it's more strict than Nazir in one regard, such as it's a permanent prohibition, then you would be able to make this kal vachomer. Just to back up for a moment, what is the concept of a kal vachomer? So in very simplistic terms, if a person can pick up the 100-pound weight, so then he can certainly pick up the 50-pound weight. And that's a kal vachomer, when you could appreciate that one is light and the other is serious or heavy, and you know it's true. By one of them, you could deduce, whether it's a kula or a chumra, a leniency or a stringency, that the concept could be applied to the other one. Kal vachomer, in certain ways, is the most logical of all deduction. It is also, however, one of the weaker methods, because logic can negate a kal vachomer. It's very easy to appreciate this. If I say that the chair, which is lighter and smaller, can be moved, so then that doesn't prove anything regarding the table, which is bigger and heavier. But if I say about the table, which is bigger and heavier, that it could be moved, so then it's logical that I'm able to move the chair, which is lighter and smaller. However, if there's any logical reason why the table can be moved, and that logical reason does not necessarily apply to the chair, then the kal vachomer is off, because now I have a reason as to why it is happening. So that, for example, if the reason that the table can be moved is because it has wheels, or in the world of halacha, because there's something unique to that mitzvah that makes sense, that it can be, let's say, undone, or that it should apply to different segments of the population, once there's a logical reason to assume something, the kal vachomer loses its strength. But again, going back to our Gemara, the source of Tam Ki'ikar, according to our Gemara, is very simply from the laws of Nazir, which are in certain ways weak, because it's a temporary type of prohibition, and it's something that can be undone, and it's not prohibited in benefit, and therefore anything that's more strict than that should also have the concept of Tam Ki'ikar, which was that soaking the grapes in the water and then removing them still leaves the water prohibited, because it has the taste from the grapes. And likewise, in our example of non-kosher meat in water, if the taste of the non-kosher meat is there, then the water as well is going to be prohibited. One final thought in this regard, when we deal with tam, taste, we have a principle that normal foods will only give taste up to 60 of themselves. But if something is batel b'shishim, nullified in 60, it indeed no longer has the taste of the original thing. And that's true even if the original thing would be in there, such as a drop of milk. In a meat stew, if it's just one drop of milk and it's a large meat stew, so that 60 times is there, it will actually nullify the taste. And that's our tradition, that normal foods, unless they're specifically spicy foods, but normal foods will be nullified when it comes to 60. But our Gemara is saying, until that point, there is a principle called ta'am ki'ikar. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.